Well, well, we're back here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. A pair of basketball games here for you tonight. The first time in 2020 that we have been on the air. The Penguins, men and women, hosting Academy of Art tonight. We're just about 60 seconds away from our national anthem and starting lineups here on Penguin Radio. We'd like to welcome you in, hope you all had happy holidays, a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and we're back into action. This is the only game here on Penguin Radio here in the month of January, but in February we get really busy with softball starting and six home basketball games. That's 12 total, counting the men and women. Forrest Hunt here, and we're going solo tonight. We're about 30 seconds from our national anthem. We'd like to welcome you back in. And, well, the Penguins coming off a win, Academy of Art, three straight losses, and we'll have to see what transpires between these two teams tonight. We'll have a little bit more information for you following our national anthem and following the starting lineups and as the game ensues here tonight. But it's been it's a cold day outside, and it's nice in here, and we're going to be with you all night long. Coach Lacoste in his sixth season with Finneke Allen. Well, his Penguins are 6-9 overall, 3-6 in PacWest Conference. Definitely not what you'd expect after their first trip to the NCAA tournament last season, having lost to UC San Diego. But Academy of Art on the other side, about the same. They're 5-8 as well, and they're exactly the same in conference at 3-6. So those two teams are tied in the conference standings, of course, of the Goliaths, Hawaii Pacific, Point Loma, Concordia, and Azusa at the top of the conference. So those games will be interesting. The Penguins early on in the season went through a five-game skid. They are coming off a win at Chaminade, coming over from the Islands, where they went 1-3, or 1-2 make it, the women did. Our overhead announcer, Mark Carlson, just finishing up our overhead remarks here inside the Collins Center. We'd like to welcome you once again into Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. And right now, we'd like to ask for those of you at home to please rise for our national anthem lineups. Tip off to follow. National anthem behind us, that means it's just almost time for basketball here inside the Collins Center on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. If you're just tuning in, welcome in. Forrest Hunt here with you courtside inside the Collins Center. The Urban Knights out of Academy of Art, they'll be announced first, as announced by head coach Crystal Evans. Here's their starting lineup at guard, a 5'6 junior from Las Vegas, Pam Wilmore. Another guard at 5'10, a junior from West Covina, Lily Perkins. A graduate student out of Long Beach at 5'7", Taylor Bennett. And another guard, a senior at 5'8", from Yuma, Arizona. It's Jocelyn Morris, and in the middle, a junior at 5'10", out of Las Vegas, Megan Jefferson. So two starters out of Las Vegas for Academy of Art, for Crystal Evans, Urban Knights at Academy of Art, who are 5-8 overall and 3-6 in conference play. Well, here's the starting lineup for your Penguins tonight, as announced by head coach Tim Lacoste. He's assisted by Finneke Allen. At guard, a redshirt junior out of South San Francisco, the transfer from St. Thomas in Florida at 5'8", Jordan Charlton. At 5'11", a junior from Folsom, Jesse Armstrong's out there with Charlton. Nicole Gleason, a 5'10 freshman from Napa, gets a start for Lacoste tonight. Sydney LaRocca will be the point guard, a 5'7", junior from Folsom. And in the middle, jumping tonight will be the 6-foot grad student from Portland, Jerusha Payne, who had a magnificent performance over the break against Holy Names. She played well. Over on the Islands as well, the Penguins tonight will be without Marissa Mandave due to injury, and she's the leading scorer. No Brittany Cedeno, no Julia Razzo in the starting lineup tonight for Coach Lacoste. Moments away from tip-off here. In the middle, it will be Payne. And on the other side for Academy of Art, it'll be Lily Perkins, the 5'10 junior. Ten minutes overhead. We're just moments away. The ball's in the air. Perkins wins the tip. Art, you will control to start the game, running the point for Academy of Art. will be Pam Wilmore. She drives inside, kicks out. Three ball on the way, and that is a little deep. Jocelyn Morris takes the first shot of the night, and she missed it left and a little bit deep as Sydney LaRocca's pass is tipped out of bounds by Wilmore. 9:41 overhead on the clock, and LaRocca will inbound. She'll get it into Armstrong. Gets it back to LaRocca. It's LaRocca, Armstrong, Charlton, Gleason, and Payne as LaRocca drives and kicks it out. Top of the key, Armstrong has it now, dribbles right. Hands back to LaRocca, who has it at the free throw line, picks up the dribble. Tight defense from Academy of Art, 30 seconds in. One shot by the Urban Knights as Payne lets it go from inside the arc straight away. No good off the front of the rim. Gleason gets the offensive rebound. Penguins have a second chance offensively now, and Armstrong has one rattle in and out. Gleason's second chance is swatted away. Penguins will slow things down. Aren't you playing tight defense so far? Inside pass tipped away and stolen away by Megan Jefferson, and then her pass is stolen by Charlton. A sloppy on both sides here on this offensive possession for the Penguins, and LaRocca drives in on the right side and lays it in, and the Penguins strike first here tonight. Penguins got good pressure inside. Aren't you just clinching defense? Did not let the Penguins get any really good shots off, but the Penguins' offensive rebounding came into play there, and that is a good sign early on as a layup is missed by the Urban Knights and a foul underneath the bucket. Megan Jefferson trying to get her own rebound after the missed shot. She's called for the foul. That's her first personal and the first team foul. Penguins bring it up the other way off to our left. Penguins will go from right to left here in this first period. LaRocca has it top of the key. Drives in, has a pass deflected. That was Wilmore. The other way with it is Perkins into the corner. Three on the way, and that's missed by Taylor Bennett, the 5'7 grad student from Long Beach. Underneath the bucket, Perkins tries a second time, and that's the bottom of the rim and goes right into the hands of Jerusha Payne. Armstrong on the other end, jump stop in the paint, and a little finger roll. The Penguins are up 4-0, 2 minutes into the first quarter. Penguins coming off the win. On the other side, underneath the bucket, Megan Jefferson lays it in. It's now a 4-2 game, and Academy of Arts on the board. But to go back to that game in Chaminade, the 71-53 win, the only one the Penguins collected on the islands is LaRocca fakes the pass, drives in, kicks out to Armstrong, who watches a three bang off the rim. Lost to Hilo in the first game over there, 80-65, a three on the other end by Academy of Arts, no good. The rebound was pulled down by Perkins, but she lost the handle as Gleason ripped it away. 7:20 to go, first quarter. 4-2, Penguins with the advantage. Armstrong inside, right block, layup is no good. And Art Yu is going to go quickly with it the other way. Pam Wilmore brings it up, fakes the pass, drives in. Euro step in the lane, her layup's no good. Jerusha Payne with the rebound. Here goes LaRocca, very quickly runs in to Taylor Bennett. And LaRocca draws the foul. That'll be a blocking foul on Bennett. And it is on Bennett. It is a block as we're waiting for the official to give the official foul call. Into the game for the first time, Inez Medina, the 5'11 senior from Madrid, Spain for Academy of Art. She comes in place of Perkins. So the foul occurred in the process of the shot. LaRocca goes to the line and misses the first. But to go back to that Hawaii trip, we played Hilo, lost 80-65, and then went over to play HPU. And LaRocca bricks the second one. 115-83, the Sharks on top in that game. LaRocca steals it away, 2-on-1. LaRocca with the disadvantage, and she has it ripped away by Jefferson. With Dina into the game, her first few seconds, and she controls the ball here on the right wing right in front of us. So 115-83 was the score in the final in that HPU game. Three goes off. That's Morris. And she missed. So still 4-2 Penguins with a 6:30 left overhead here in the first quarter. Not a lot of scoring in the first 3.5 minutes. Just 6 points combined. Bounce pass inside. Payne working on Jefferson, has it denied. Her pass to LaRocca goes off the left hand of LaRocca, hits her in the foot. And now the other way with it, Taylor Bennett, jump stop, 7 feet, no, on a foul. Penguins will have it after the Academy of Art foul. That was on Inez Medina. That's her first personal. And the third team foul for Academy of Art. So after the two losses and the big one to HPU. They went to Chaminade and won 71-53, and this is the first game of the new year at home. Payne misses the layup, and a foul on Nicole Gleason. Penguins 2-2 in 2020. Gleason's first personal first team for the Penguins here in the first quarter. Wilmore walks it to the right on the near side of the arc. One-on-one with LaRocca, drives in, now picks up the dribble. Tight defense by LaRocca, and she finds Jefferson on the extended free throw line, right elbow. Wilmore now with 8 seconds to shoot, instructing the offense. She has 6 seconds, now drives in left side, spins around LaRocca, dumps it off to Jefferson. It goes between her hands, right through her hands and out of bounds, and the Urban Knights turn it over with just seconds left in the shot clock. So now coming in for Academy of Art, Ariana Sanders. Jefferson takes a rest. Sanders, 5'9", freshman from Fresno. Dump inside, Payne underneath the bucket. Comes right back at her as it hits the bottom of the rim. Her second chance, she's fouled. Still just 4-2. Penguins in the lead. So Sanders comes in and she racks up her first personal foul. It's already four team fouls for Academy of Art. One more puts the Penguins in the bonus, and we still have half of the first quarter to play. Payne knocks down the first. Her first points tonight. Jerusha Payne, the transfer from Notre Dame, sat out last year, the grad student. Working on her MBA here, knocks down the second. 6-2. Penguins up early. Wilmore straight away drives in, tries to get past LaRocca, who steps in front nicely. Now a kick out to Medina, who fakes the three, goes between the legs, and hands it right back to Wilmore, who drives in left side this time. Tries to go around LaRocca, puts up a shot off glass, off rim, no good. Gleason with the board. 3-on-2 in favor of Academy of Art. Bounce past Charlton, far side. Now here's Armstrong in the lane on the right side. Pumps once, now twice, and tosses out to Payne. Bounce pass inside. Armstrong, amidst heavy traffic, lays it in from the right side, and it's 8-2. What a good find by Jerusha Payne there. Armstrong all alone, and then the traffic came as two RU defenders collapsed on her, and she made the shot anyway. Three goes off, no good by Jocelyn Morris. And neither side able to hit a three in this game yet. Our Academy of Arts attempted four of them. LaRocca dumps to Payne. Little scoop shot with the left hand, and Payne makes it 10-2 with 4:20 left to go in the first quarter. Cameron Figueroa readying. Medina's three on the way and short, and she knew it. Rebound by Bennett, and her shot's tipped away. Charlton with it now. Payne, right block, a lot of contact underneath the bucket. She was banged into by the RU defenders. We have a media timeout, NCAA. Division II women's basketball on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Brittany Cedeno and Cameron Figueroa check into the game. Cedeno, the 5'9 redshirt freshman from South San Francisco. She's a transfer from Cal Baptist, so was at Cal Baptist for 1 year. Who is no longer in the PacWest Conference. You remember they were a couple of years ago. They're Division I now. Cameron Figueroa, the sophomore at 5'6" from Cloverdale, is into the game. So a couple of Penguins are going to get the breather with 4:02 left in the first quarter. And the Penguins up 10-2 for Academy of Art. They're 0-6 from beyond the arc. Penguins just 0-1, but shooting 36% overall. And Academy of Art, well, they have 2 points on the board, and they came from the field. 1-for-13 shooting so far are the Urban Knights, and if you're a team that's 3-6, as both these two teams are in conference play, trying to get to that 500 threshold, you're not going to do it shooting 1-for-13 from the field. As we come back to action on the court for Academy of Art, Shawnell Stewart, the 5'8 sophomore from Elk Grove, is going to check in, run point guard, and have her first minutes of the night. She'll be out there with Medina, Sanders, Morris, and Bennett. Top of the key. Stewart straight away, and she knocks down a three. So Stewart comes in, knocks down to three, and now Academy of Art cuts the deficit to 5-10-5 Penguins lead. First three-pointer of the night for either side, and that makes the Urban Knights one for seven from beyond the arc. Figueroa to Sedania, the two newly checked-in Penguins, now a dump inside Payne, and she has it poked away by Ariana Sanders. Figueroa trying to trap in the backcourt. She can't. Quickly the other way is Jocelyn Morris driving on Sedano. Jump stop and a lot of contact under the bucket and no whistles. So they're going to let him play here tonight, it seems, in the first 7 minutes of the first quarter. Figueroa driving in. Ball fake. Left-handed layup is good. Figueroa not in the game for a minute. She's already had 2 points on the board. Figueroa, the sophomore at 5'6 from Cloverdale, played at Cloverdale High School, of course. Morris guarded closely by Figueroa on the right wing. Inside a 2:45 to go, first quarter straight away. Stewart lets another three go, and this one's a little bit deep. So after hitting the first three-pointer of the game, Stewart misses this one by mere inches, and a travel is going to be called on Taylor Bennett in the paint, going for a rebound. 12-5 Penguins, 2:39 to go, first quarter. Sedano. Transfer from Baptist. Picks up the dribble on the right elbow. Hands to LaRocca, who kicks back to Figueroa. Left wing, pumps a three, drives in, goes over the defender, and it does not go down. It'll be an offensive foul to be a charge on Figueroa. She was wondering if maybe the defender was in the restricted area, but knows is our official. That'll be the first personal foul on Cameron Figueroa and the second team for the Penguins here in the first quarter. Four on the other side for Academy of Art. One more. That'll put the Penguins in the bonus. Right wing Stewart. 2:10 to go, first quarter. Back out. Three ball on the way, and that's missed by Ariana Sanders. Rebound Gleason. Going the other way with it is Sedano. Right down the middle of the floor. Now picks up a dribble just inside the arc and tosses to Payne. Right elbow. Kick out Figueroa on the far wing. Payne spins around the defender, and she put an elbow in the chest of Ariana Sanders, who hits the deck, so that'll be a personal foul on Payne, her first. That's a third team foul for the Penguins here in the first quarter. Payne tried to spin around her. Sanders was in the right spot, hit her right square in the chest with that left elbow. Well, here's Stewart. Speaking of Stewart, he's not here tonight, but we wish him well. Medina straight away. 1:35 to go, first quarter. Near corner. That's Wilmore. Guarded heavily by LaRocca. She's been pretty good defensively on Wilmore tonight. Medina three, far side, no good. Ball's loose. Gleason has, no, still loose. It's taken away by Morris, who goes over Sydney LaRocca, who draws a charge. So that foul on Jocelyn Morris will put the Penguins in bonus. That's the fifth team foul. First personal on Morris. Sierra Shackelford's going to check into the game for the Penguins, a 5'7 senior from Fairfield. And into the game for the first time for Academy of Art, Sankia Braxton, a 6-foot junior from Compton in the game. Also in for the Penguins, Julie DeRozzo for the first time tonight, the 6-foot junior from Woodland. Far side, Sedano from three. No good, just a little bit short. Braxton with the board for ArtU. 63 seconds left, first quarter, 12-5 Penguins lead. Braxton down low, bangs around Sedano and puts it off glass. 12-7. Penguins lead cut to five. Here goes Sedano taking it on, 94 feet and in. Brittany Sedano, after the inbound pass, takes it all the way. And that did not look easy, and she made it look easy for Sedano with traffic underneath the bucket. Wilmore kicks out Stewart. Wing three on the near side. That's good, and that's a second three-pointer by Stewart. Now 14-10 with 25 seconds to go, first quarter. Figueroa rejected on the layup attempt by Braxton, who comes down with it. Here's Wilmore, 18 seconds. She looks up at the clock, and she realizes it. And Academy of Art can hold for the last shot. 10 seconds, Wilmore straight away, goes left, picks up a screen, six. Stewart, top of the key with 6 seconds, launches a three, that's no good. Payne fighting for the loose ball, and that's going to stay in bounds as she saved it. And the horn sounds. Speaking of horn, Stewart Horn. is executive producer at Penguin Radio. Can't be here tonight, and we hope he can be here with us in February. 14-10, end of the first quarter. Penguins, they looked all right in that first quarter. It seemed that everybody that is eligible checked into the game, which they did. Of course, Marissa Mondavi is ineligible tonight with an injury. She's in sweatpants on the bench. So the real spark plug there in that first quarter came from Shawnell Stewart of Academy of Art coming off the bench. Didn't start. She hit a couple of threes, and she has more than half of the Urban Knights points here in the first quarter. The Penguins dominating in the paint, and that's with help from a little bit of everybody. Usually we see a lot of that from Payne. Well, she only has four of the Penguins' 14, so they're getting it done on all cylinders here in the paint tonight. Penguins shooting 40%. That's 6 for 15. Academy of Art just 4 for 21 from the field, but they have hit two threes. That's two more than the DUs have hit, who are 0 for 2 from beyond the arc here in the first quarter. Another stat that we like to exploit, turnovers. 4 for the Penguins, 0 for Academy of Art. 14-10 Penguins lead as we start the second period. Razo has it on the far wing. Now dribbles and kicks to Figueroa. Now inside Payne, left block around the defender. The bucket goes. And she's fouled. Payne with 6 points and an early foul just 13 seconds in. Checking back in is Jefferson. Payne trying to make it a old-fashioned three-point play, and she does. So the bucket and the free throw for Payne makes it 17-10. Sierra Shackelford's going to come out and guard Shawnell Stewart now. Knocked down a couple from beyond the arc. The majority of the RU offense in this first half came from Stewart. Here's another one on the way, and she missed it a little bit deep. Shackelford came flying in and is called for a travel. She was fighting with Payne and Jefferson for the rebound. And the travel gives it right back to Academy of Art. So Shackelford's going to be tasked with keeping the shots limited out of Shawnell Stewart. Medina drives in on Cedeno. Outlet pass is stolen away by Cedeno. Here goes Brittany the other way. Bounce pass Figueroa right underneath the bucket, and she gets it to fall somehow. Figueroa was standing right underneath the bucket, looking straight up through it at the roof. Probably the hardest shot arguably to make. And somehow she got it to go through. 19-10, Penguins lead. A minute 5 into this second quarter. Braxton underneath the bucket, gets a friendly roll as it nicks off the front of the rim and rolls through. 19-12. Braxton has 4 points. Payne drives in, goes around Jefferson. No. A lot of traffic for Payne to navigate here tonight so far through a quarter plus. Near side, Wilmore. Figueroa out on her. Between the circles, Wilmore bounce past Jefferson. Now hands it back to Wilmore, driving in left side. And the pass goes right into the Penguin bench. Coach Fanique Allen and Coach Tim Lacoste making the play. 8-20 overhead. 7-point Penguin lead, our first home game of the new calendar year. Payne inside, backs up on Jefferson. And a Euro step in the lane. Her layup is no good. Ever since Stewart has checked in, the offense has gotten much better for RU. Braxton, free throw, line jumper over Razo, a little bit right. Payne with the rebound. Inside 8 minutes now. Payne with 7 of the 19 for the Penguins. Figueroa pass almost intercepted there by Stewart. Cedeno instead takes it to the lane, and her layup is no good. Out of bounds off of Cedeno. Or Shackelford, both are underneath the bucket, maybe off of both of them. Men coming up tonight, and that's a highly anticipated matchup, not only because both teams are right there in the standings at 2-7 and 3-6 in conference play, but the return of Scott Waterman, former associate head coach here at Dominican. He's the at the helm at RU. Oh, that almost came over our way here. Stewart's able to pick it out of the sky down to Medina, who drives baseline. Her layup's no good, and Figueroa has the rebound. Razo has it go through her fingers and into the crowd, and we're saying our blessings over here on Media Row. That was a rocket. Somehow Stewart pulled it out of the sky. Gleason comes back, and Razo takes a seat. Morris and Bennett come back in for RU. Braxton and Stewart will take a breather with 7:10 to go, second quarter, here on Penguin Radio. Forrest Hunt with you, courtside. Bennett, jumper, no good. Payne slipped underneath the bucket as Jefferson pulled down the rebound. Now Bennett's going to attempt another one, and she misses this one right as well. Cedeno brings it up quickly and crosses half court, slows down, kicks to Figueroa on the far wing. Back to Cedeno near side, 6:50, second quarter. Penguins up 19-12. Payne isolated on the left elbow. Ball fake goes right. Now back left has it stolen away by Wilmore. Payne was being double-teamed. Wilmore's going to take it all the way and lay it in easily. 19-14. Coach Lacoste telling Payne, don't dribble. Put it on the floor, had it swiped away by Wilmore, who was lurking maybe out of the peripheral vision of Jerusha Payne. Cedeno near side. Picks up a screen, tosses to Payne, who drives in, goes around two defenders and lays it in. Payne's got nine. Penguins lead by seven, 21-14. Wilmore one-on-one. Gleason, that's a mismatch. Wilmore much quicker, picks up a screen, goes right. Now she's double-teamed. Kick back out, three on the way. That was deep by Jocelyn Morris. No luck from beyond the arc, as dual possession is called, and Cedeno looked like she wanted a reach call. But they're going to call dual possession as LaRocca comes back in. And the Penguins have six on the floor. Now Shackelford's going to come off. Dual possession goes, aren't you? They'll keep it short side. 5:50 left. A long two by Wilmore's no good from just inside the arc, and Gleason pulls down the rebound. Penguins, will they keep this ambush approach going very quickly from one end to the other offensively? Now they slow things down. Figueroa far side, kicks to LaRocca far corner, who drives on Wilmore, goes between the legs, spin move off the glass, and she was short. So knocked off the rim and right into the hands of Wilmore, who's going to take it all the way, fake the pass, and the layup's no good. Loose ball, Gleason corrals. Cedeno quickly loses the handle, and a foul. It's going to be on Taylor Bennett. Second personal for Bennett in the game. Second team foul here in the second quarter for RU, and Shawnell Stewart will come in for Bennett after picking up her second foul. Penguins inbound short side, Payne. Left side of the lane, layup off the back of the rim, straight up. It hit the front of the iron and then fell out. Payne shaking her head as she runs back to the defensive side of the court and just looking at the sky. Stewart pumps the three steps inside the arc and misses the long two to the right. LaRocca underneath the bucket trying for the rebound. She was fouled by Inez Medina. Medina holding her, says our official underneath the bucket. That's her second personal and the third team foul for RU. Here in the second quarter. LaRocca kicks to the corner, intended for Payne. It goes off the hands of Medina and out of bounds. Ariana Sanders, the 5'9 freshman from Fresno, will check back in as we have a timeout on the floor. With a 4:52 left overhead here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. 21-14, Penguins leading. And we'll take a quick break here on Penguin Radio, and we'll be right back after the timeout. We'll be right back. Coming out of the timeout, just 19, make that 18% shooting for Art U. 6 for 33. They've taken 10 more shots than the Penguins have. Penguins 9 for 23 shooting, just under 40%. The inbound pass stolen away. Here goes Will Moore, and she will lay it in as it swirled around the rim 1.5 times before falling through. 21-16 now. Penguins out to a lead. They've been leading the whole game, but can't seem to pull away. Just holding on to a 5-point lead. It's Figueroa not ready for the pass. Has it tip off her hand straight up into the air, and she does finally corral it. Now a pass down inside intended for Payne, and it was tipped out of bounds. Penguins keep 12 to shoot. Lee Perkins, who started the ball game for the Urban Knights, will come back in for Jefferson. So Sedaniel will inbound out there with Gleason, LaRocca, Payne, and Figueroa. The bounce pass inbound goes to Payne, who cuts across the paint from one side to the other. Does not get the layup to go. Now Sedaniel is on the floor fighting for a loose ball, and it goes out of bounds, last touched by Brittany. Turnover. Art U has it, and Stewart will bring it up. Sean L. Stewart, who has been the offensive spark plug. She has 6 of the 16 for Art U so far here in this first half. Bounce pass to Ariana Sanders. Now a cross-court pass. Dangerous pass goes to Morris, whose layup goes in. Jocelyn Morris. From the middle of the paint, makes it a 3-point ball game. One possession game now. LaRocca drives, kicks to Payne, and she was wrapped up with Morris. So Payne finally does get the foul that she wanted. It'll be on Morris. That'll be her second, we believe, as it is. We believe it's the fourth team foul. Mark Carlson and I are counting on our fingers to try and keep the fouls here tonight as Drew Chapin lays it in off the inbound, 23-18. We were led to believe that that was the fourth team foul, and it is, as they just did put it up on the board. Gleason, tight coverage, and she's called for a foul now. That'll be the second on Nicole Gleason. First here in this second quarter with 3:26 to go. Gleason guarding the inbound. Stewart will inbound, finds the northern wall. Was trying to get it to Lily Perkins inside. It went past everybody and just bounced off the Dominican logo on the northern wall. It was open. Now, Payne on the last offensive possession put a layup up. It should be 23, and I think Coach Lacoste is thinking the same thing. Inside Payne again, left-handed, good. So they have 23 up on the board now. Now it's 25. We try not to get caught up in things like that. But now we believe they have it right. Payne's in double digits. She has 11. Will Moore fakes a three, steps left, and knocks down a three. In the face of a defender, Will Moore makes it a 4-point game. Long pass to Payne, full length of the floor. And she puts another pair on the board, and she has 13 of the Penguins, 27. You look back over the break, 87-60 was the final score on January 4th against Holy Names, 87, and Payne had 44 of the 87. Boy, that was a career night, a record-setting night for Jerusha Payne. 2:20 left, first half. Charlton right block, and Jordan Charlton's on the board with a layup. Good pass by Brittany Sedaniel. Threw it about 42 feet. Just near the half-court stripe. 2 minutes to go, second quarter, 29-21. Will Moore kicks out Morris for three, and that is good. 29-24 now, just a 5-point Penguin lead. Sedaniel trying to answer. Backs herself into the paint. Now hands off to Gleason. Payne straight away. Pumps a three. Drives in. Among two defenders, she draws a foul to be a blocking foul. And that one may go to Morris. And it does. That'll be Jocelyn Morris's third personal foul. So she'll likely take a seat for the final 1:41 here in the second quarter. Medina and Jefferson back into the game for Academy of Art. Morris does come out along with Sanders. So Payne drew the foul. She'll go to the line and shoot two. The grad student knocks down the first, and now she has 14. Payne, pretty good from the line. Second one's up, and she missed it deep, gets the rebound, tosses to the rock on the far side, back to Payne inside, dumped to Gleason, a little too strong in the layup. Braxton has the rebound for RU. 90 seconds to go, pass intercepted by Cedeno, 2-on-1, Penguins have numbers. Cedeno fakes the pass and has it tipped away, and a jump ball. It'll go to the Penguins. Inbound pass to Charlton. Payne, left side, left hand. That's good. Jerusha Payne with 16 of 32. 50% of the points here in the first half. Braxton make that. Perkins straight away. Layup no good. Little strong. Payne with the rebound and an over the back. Foul will be called on Inez Medina. Medina committing her first. And the Penguins in the bonus, that'll send Payne to the free throw line. Now Braxton's going to come in. Payne, 79% on the season so far. That's second to only Marissa Mondave's 82. So the first one for Payne's up and through. And if she can knock down the second one, she has a pretty good chance at going into the locker room at halftime, having half of the points for the Penguins here in the first half. Second one's up, and she missed it right and very short. Rebound, Wilmore, bringing it up quickly. 60 seconds left, first half. Inside Braxton, tipped away by Payne off the shoe of Charlton. And out of bounds, nothing you can do about that. Payne tipped it away and went straight at the right foot of Charlton. And now Razzo's going to come in for the final 57.2. In place to Nicole Gleason, at least for the time being. Stewart, inbound, Jefferson, right elbow, over to Wilmore on the left elbow. Penguins will likely get at least one more possession. RU, if they go quickly, can get a 2-for-1 here to end the first half. Wilmore straight away, 10 to shoot, she'll drive in, tries to go around LaRocca, tosses it out to Braxton, who misses the 11-foot jump shot right. Fresh 20 for RU. Stewart lets a three go, and she has it rattle halfway down and out. Foul underneath the bucket on Jefferson, but it occurred on the floor, says our official. So no shots. It's on LaRocca. That's her first personal, just the second team for the Penguins here in the second quarter, I should say. Inbound pass goes to Jefferson, who picks it over the back of Cedeno, and Cedeno commits a foul. Look at Cedeno for a hold. That's her first personal. Bennett comes in for Perkins. Bennett to inbound. 6.8 seconds separate game and shot clock. Wilmore straight away. If they hold for the whole shot clock, which they won't, Bennett knocks one down from the baseline. Penguins have 13 seconds and counting now with a 33-26 lead. 10 seconds now. LaRocca right side goes between the legs and loses the ball. The ball's loose. Cedeno has it, puts it up with 4 seconds. It bangs off the rim. Jefferson pulls it down, and the final buzzer sounds here at the end of the first half. The Penguins with a 33-26 lead. Jerusha Payne with 17 of the 33 for the Penguins to end the first half. Shawnell Stewart, the best on the other side for Academy of Art. When she was on the floor, the offense was just better for the Urban Knights. And we'll talk about it when we come back in about 14 minutes here on Penguin Radio. Second half coming your way. Something didn't want- Second half action coming your way on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Well, Jerusha Payne led everybody as we have the official box score in front of us now. 19 points there in that first half for Payne. 19 of 33. Next highest score for the Penguins. Well, Armstrong has four and Figueroa has four on the other side for Aren't You. Pam Wilmore, seven. Shawnell Stewart with six. And Stewart, four of her six coming from beyond the arc. Out there for the Penguins, LaRocca, Armstrong, Payne, Gleason, and Charlton. The original starting five for Coach Lacoste. Just 10 seconds until the second half begins on the far side. Academy of Art will have possession. It'll be Bennett, Wilmore, Jefferson, Braxton, and Morris. 33-26, your score. Penguins ended that first half shooting 45%. Academy of Art just over 25. We're underway, and Wilmore will bring things up for the Urban Knights. And going from our right to left, Morris launches a three and misses it badly, very high off the glass. Armstrong pulls down the rebound, and the second half starts the same way as the first half did, and that is with a missed shot by the Urban Knights. Gleason far side, ball fakes now to Charlton straight away, trying to swing it all the way around. They can't. Payne's pushed in the back, receiving that pass, as she is triple-teamed now. Hands off to Armstrong, dump into Gleason. The five-footer from the baseline's no good, and whistles underneath the bucket. And a foul is called, and Morris, where aren't you, has her hands to the sky. It was on Jefferson. So Jefferson commits her second personal, the first team foul for RU here in the second half. Inbound goes to Payne. It's stolen away by Wilmore. She'll take it all 94 feet, and the layup high off the glass is in. And it was just an over-the-back for Payne to kind of range out toward the free throw line with her back to the basket and get it, and just lackadaisical on the attempt, and it was stolen away by Wilmore, who has a lot of energy coming out of the locker room here in the second half, and LaRocca's foul. That one's on Wilmore as well. That will be the third personal for Megan, or excuse me, that will be on Jefferson, her third personal. And that's two fouls for Jefferson. In the last 30 seconds, the inbound goes to Charlton, far corner. Penguins going from our left to right. Payne bangs into the paint. Her layup is no good. Loose ball scooped up by Bennett. And she'll run the point and bring us to the other side of the floor. 8:45 left to go in this third quarter. 33-28. Penguins leading it by five. Bennett with Gleason in her face. Tosses straight away. Wilmore has it. Goes left. Now back right, hands to Braxton, who dribbles into the paint, lets a shot go, and that's no good. Armstrong with the rebound for the Penguins. LaRocca long pass up the floor to Charlton, looking for a cutting Armstrong. No pass outlet there, and Charlton will lay it in. Jordan Charlton from the far side of the floor, cutting through the paint, and she has 4 points. So Jordan Charlton, who came in averaging just under 2 points per game, already has four, and we're just 2 minutes into the third quarter. Wilmore inside Braxton, working on Armstrong. Fadeaway jumper knocks it down. What a move by Sankia Braxton. The fadeaway jumper over Armstrong. Long pass up the floor. Charlton can't necessarily corral it initially as it was bouncing around. She does finally get it to Payne, who misses the shot. There goes Morris the other way, and she has it ripped away. Aren't you? Maintains possession. Braxton's three was about 3 feet short. Shawnell Stewart, the leading scorer, or make the second leading scorer behind Wilmore, comes into the game for RU. And as we said in the first half, the offense was better with Stewart on the floor, just all around. Facilitating, Stewart hit a couple of threes. In fact, she's hit the two of the four threes in the ball game. All four have been hit by RU. LaRocca drives in. She lays it in. 37-30. LaRocca has 4 points. So four threes have gone down for Are you none for the Penguins? 0 for 3. Aren't you 4 for 18 from beyond the arc? They've been taking a lot of shots. They ended the first half with 12 more total shots than the Penguins had. Jordan Charlton called with a foul. That's the first personal for Charlton. First team foul here in the third quarter. Bennett inbounds, Braxton, and a foul. Be on Armstrong. First personal for Armstrong, second team foul. Well, they let him play in the first half and the exact opposite here in the second half. Any contact here in the second half is resulting in a whistle as Will Moore drives in, tries to go around the rock, and loses the handle. And a turnover by Art U. Armstrong, LaRocca, Charlton, Payne, and Gleason on the floor for Tim Lacoste. LaRocca calls out the play. You almost had it taken away by Bennett. Now a dump inside Payne with three Urban Knights on her, sandwiched from all sides. And the foul is called on Pam Wilmore. Her first personal, third team foul here in the third quarter. 6:40 to go. LaRocca slaps the ball on the inbound, tosses it to Payne straight away, drives in, left side, floater's no good, gets her own rebound, goes back up and has it ripped away. Stewart gets it, she tosses it to half court. Wilmore out jumps Gleason and Charlton in a travel. Wilmore, who never got under control with it. Perkins comes in for Braxton for Art U. Wilmore never had control. LaRocca gets around the backcourt pressure by Bennett. 37-36, 25 to go, third quarter, and LaRocca has it stripped away at half court. Bennett, the easy layup from the right side, and now just a five-point game. Charlton crosses over Wilmore, kicks to Payne, right block. Initially lost it. The shot's no good. Gleason corrals the three by Charlton. Rattles through, and they're going to call it a long two. The toe on the line for Charlton. But she'll take it either way. She had six with 6:03 left to go in the third quarter. Brittany Cedeno in. Sydney LaRocca is going to take a breather. Inside 6 minutes, 39-32. Bennett three, missed left. Rebound by Perkins. Her second opportunity is no good, but she was fouled. That's another one on Armstrong. Second personal for Armstrong. Both in this quarter. Third team foul, Perkins at the line. She will shoot two after the foul attempt on the shot. First one, horseshoes back at her. .39-32, second for Perkins, rattles out. So she's 0 for 2. She walks away from the line. Charlton goes behind the back right in front of us. Penguins going from left to right. Cedeno drives in and loses the handle. And another turnover as it just goes out of bounds. At the end of the half, Penguins 13 turnovers, aren't you 9? Stewart, left wing, working on Cedeno. Hands off Wilmore. Driving in on Charlton, falling away from the hoop. Puts it up, and it's no good. But it does go out of bounds off of Wilmore. Penguin ball. Charlton, near corner, was all alone there for a moment, but just tight roping the sideline, trying to keep from going out of bounds. Does find Gleason in the paint, who goes up for a shot, and she's fouled. That'll be Perkins committing the foul. That's her second personal, the fourth team foul for Art U. They had this problem in the first quarter, getting to four team fouls very quickly and eventually putting the Penguins in bonus with their fifth later on in that first quarter. Gleason at the free throw line. First one's up and good. 61% free throw shooter is Nicole Gleason. Cameron Figueroa back into the ball game for Coach Lacoste. Second one is deep. 5 minutes to go. Third quarter. Wilmore drives in on Figueroa. Kicks out. Jefferson. Right block. Kick out to the far corner. Bennett has it hit off the front of the iron. Figueroa with the rebound. Payne at half court now, dribbling across. She's being double teamed. She has to get it away, and she does. Armstrong on the far side. Cedeno from three-point land. No good. Penguins still 0-for from downtown. Out of bounds off of RU. Penguins keep it with a fresh 20. And with 4:39 left here in the third quarter, immediate timeout. NCAA Division II women's basketball on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. Well, the Penguins on a 7-6 run to open this second half. Not much of a run. The Urban Knights are neck and neck with the Penguins coming out of the locker room. The Penguins with an 8-point lead, 40-32 with 4:39 left to go. The Penguins ended that first half shooting pretty well in Academy of Art. Not so much. Just three less shots made than the DUs, but a lot more attempted as we look at our stats. Now for the game, Penguins shooting 43%. RU at 27. Both teams 3-for-9 here in this third quarter. The turnovers have come back to bite the Penguins countless times this year. Right now, 5 more turnovers, 16-11. Penguins, though, with Jerusha Payne, her 19 points. You know, she hasn't scored here in the second half. 19 of the 40, helping the Penguins dominate in the paint. Twice as many paint points as Academy of Art, who just doesn't seem to have that force in the paint. Cedeno, Figueroa, Gleason, Payne, and Armstrong on the floor for Lacoste out of the timeout. Media timeout, that was. Cedeno to inbound. She finds Payne far side, outside the arc. Tries to dribble in. Hands to Cedeno, who drives baseline. Now kicks straight away. Figueroa has it. Gleason on the right wing, just inside the arc. Payne, right elbow. Dribbles once, picks it up. Finds Cedeno far side. Three ball is good. Brittany Cedeno hits from downtown, a 25% three-point shooter, and the Penguins have their first triple tonight. Bennett drives in, pulls up in the paint, no good, ball's loose. Armstrong on both knees has it, and Bennett is ripping, trying, that is, to rip it away. Penguins keep it on the dual possession call with an 11-point lead, 43-32. As we wipe up the paint off to our left, squeegeeing the sweat off the floor as Bennett was wrapped up there. Both ladies lying on the floor. Figueroa trying to get around the full court pressure. She does. Armstrong straight away. Inside 4 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Cedeno inside Armstrong, backing down a defender, kicks out. Gleason has it poked away, out of bounds. Into the Penguin bench, and the Penguins will keep it. Cedeno inbounds right in front of the Penguin bench to Figueroa. Gleason dump inside Payne. Two defenders on her. First shot, no good. Loose ball. Cedeno picks it up. Floater, no. Loose ball again as it was ripped away by Perkins, and the Penguins keep it. Coach Lacoste livid. Finique Allen is going to take a walk behind the bench. Wanted a foul on the initial shot from Payne. Inbound goes to Figueroa near side. 3:35 to go in the third quarter. Figueroa gets it away. Far side, Armstrong. Payne in the paint, spins around, and she's fouled. Coach Lacoste has to be thinking it's about time. Perkins commits the foul. Her third personal, fifth team. Now the Penguins in bonus. Payne at the line. And in the game tonight, 5-for-7 from the free throw line is Jerusha Payne. Just under 80% for the year, and she makes the first. The lead's a dozen, largest of the night for the Penguins. Payne second up and through. So she's got 21 of the 45. Morris comes back in for RU. She'll replace Bennett. 13-point Penguin lead, trying to grow it. How many of you guessed It sits at the largest of the night. Perkins straight away drives in, pulls up right elbow. That's pure. Nice move by Lily Perkins to cut the lead to 11 for the Penguins. Figueroa has it straight away, now driving in quickly, and she'll kick it to Gleason. Payne just inside the arc straight away, drives in, left hand, yes. Payne always has this look on her face as if she's getting hacked in the paint, which most of the time she is not wrong. Wilmore goes the other way. The layup is good, and a foul. Wilmore's got 11. The foul was on Figueroa. That's her second personal. Fourth team foul for the Penguins here in the quarter. One more puts the Urban Knights in bonus. The and one free throw for Wilmore is up and good, so she has a dozen. Cedeno hands the Figueroa far sideline, who picks up the dribble now. Wants to go right, but tight defense for the Urban Knights doesn't allow her to do so. Instead, she'll get it into Payne, who kicks to Gleason on the near side. Now Armstrong on the wing has it. 2:35 to go. Armstrong picks up the dribble, right block. Bounce pass to Cedeno, back to Armstrong. Long two on the way, no good. Gleason an offensive board, and on her way up, she's fouled. No, Gleason's going to shoot a pair. It was on Jefferson. That's her fourth personal, her third here in this quarter. The Penguins still in bonus. So CeeDee LaRocca comes back in for Jesse Armstrong. For Art U, Braxton will come in for Jefferson after committing her fourth personal. Nicole Gleason at the line. One for two from the line here tonight. Makes the first. Bounces three times, spins it. Looks at the label, puts it up. That's through. Three for four from the line tonight for Nicole Gleason. 2:20 to go, third quarter, 49-37. A dozen Penguins lead by and a late whistle underneath the basket. That's going to be on 11. That's Armstrong. That's a third personal foul for Armstrong, and that'll put the Urban Knights in bonus. First one good for Wilmore. Second one's good. And they're going to change the foul from Armstrong to LaRocca. And LaRocca, after committing the foul on the offensive end, is going to lay it in for a pair. LaRocca has six. Penguins lead 51-39. Both teams in bonus for the final 2 minutes here in the third quarter. Wilmore bounce pass inside Braxton. Saved by Cedeno. No. She's on the floor trying to save it. So she'll be out of bounds. It'll be Urban Knight ball, 155-19 to shoot. Braxton inbounds, stolen away by Gleason. LaRocca has it, 3-on-2, Penguins with numbers. Bounce pass, Gleason left side, layup, yes! What a pass from Sydney LaRocca to Nicole Gleason, and Gleason's got five. 53-39, Perkins layup, yes. Way out on the right side from 7 feet. That's good. 53-41, Payne right before traveling gets it away to Cedeno. Far side driving in, Cedeno floater, tried it high off the glass, it hit the side of the backboard, and now a foul is called. It'll be on Cedeno, maybe? Yes. That's her second personal foul, and that'll send Perkins to the line. Perkins is 68% free throw shooter. First one's up and good. 1:18 left in the third quarter. Second for Perkins is no good. She missed it off the front of the rim. Braxton with an offensive rebound. Perkins back with it again. Inside Braxton through the paint. No good with the layup. Gleason, the defensive rebound for the Penguins. Cedeno, far side driving in, does not have numbers, kicks to Figueroa, near wing, now driving in, layup, no good, off the rim. Loose ball, Medina has it, we're inside 60 seconds. Medina, near side, Stewart, three, no good, off the back of the rim. Braxton, the offensive rebound, the putback, no. Loose ball, Medina's got it. 13-second separate game and shot, make that 23-second separate game and shot clock. Driving in, Stewart, no good, and a foul. Two shots upcoming for Stewart after the foul by Sidney LaRocca. Third personal for LaRocca. First one for Stewart is good. 33% free throw shooter. Stewart, he's only played in five games this year, averaging just over a quarter per game. Knocks them both down. 30 overhead, 26 on the shot clock. LaRocca and the Penguins could hold for the whole shot clock and not give RU much time with which to work. In the final seconds of this third quarter, LaRocca's going to hold on to it right on the logo, right in the center of the house. Now she drives in, picks it up, has it stripped away. Medina tipped it. Braxton came up with it. Here goes Braxton the other way. 8 seconds. Seven. The pass to Medina. The shot's no good. Four. Three. Cedeno has it at half court. Two. Figueroa underneath the bucket. No shot. The buzzer went off before Figueroa could even attempt the shot. Well, she did attempt the shot, but she did not get it off in time. Well, Penguins' lead, which was once 13, is now down to 9 at the end of the third quarter, 53-44. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in about 30 seconds right here on Penguin Radio. Drew Chapin still leading all scorers with 23. Will Moore on the other side for RU with 14. Penguins for the game shooting 42% even. And they're just 1-for-5 from downtown. RU through three quarters, 28% shooting, 17 for 60. 10 more total shots in the Penguins. They're 4-for-22 from downtown. That's 18%. We're underway here in quarter number four. Morris to Medina. Back to Morris, baseline, driving in, shot no good. Loose ball, Figueroa has it. Up the floor, 3-on-2, Penguins with numbers to Cedeno. Free throw line, she'll hand back off to LaRocca, who will pick up the dribble. Back out to Cedeno for three, no good. Perkins with the rebound for RU. 30 seconds in, Penguins have a 9-point lead, 53-44. Perkins layup no good, LaRocca pulls it down. LaRocca taking it all the way off the glass. The shot was no good, but she was fouled. So aren't you who's put the Penguins in bonus in every quarter so far here tonight. Medina commits the foul. That is her third personal. They'll send LaRocca to the line to shoot a pair. A lot of fouls for aren't you. Perkins has three. Jefferson has four. Bennett has a pair. Medina now has three, and Morris has three. As LaRocca's first free throw is up and good. ...54-44. Lead back to double digits. As the second free throw is off the front of the rim. Gleason the offensive board. Payne has it now out to LaRocca. Cedeno passes left toward Laraco, drives in, kicks to Cedeno, near corner, back to Figueroa. Driving in, right side, Figueroa count the basket, and Cameron Figueroa is going to go to the line for an and one opportunity. Figueroa, 6 points tonight, double her average on the season, and even 50% from the free throw line, and she's hoping for the better half of that 50 here on this and one attempt. It's up and a little deep off the glass, off the rim. Gleason with the rebound, loose ball now. Gleason saves it and throws it right into Morris. So Art U has it, and Wilmore's going to slow things down. She's the leading scorer for the Urban Knights. Wilmore goes right, picks up the dribble. As Laraca right in her face, loose ball, and Sanders has it. 12 to shoot. Wilmore crossing the paint right to left. Now drives in. Bounce pass to Sanders, who lays it in with the left hand. 56-46, 8.5 to go. Sanders has 4 points tonight. Pass inside Payne. Stolen away by Perkins. Long pass up the floor. Too much. Too strong. Over the head of Wilmore and out of bounds. And that's a turnover for Art U. .821 left in the ball game. Figueroa, Laraca, Cedeno, Gleason, and Payne on the floor for Coach Lacoste. Laraca takes an elbow to the forehead, keeps going, and then a whistle. So that'll be on Morris. Just trying to guard Laraca, who went right by her. And Morris has four personal fouls now as Bennett comes back in for her. A lot of foul trouble on the side of Art U. It's been a foul affair tonight. Bonus for the Penguins in every quarter so far. Cedeno, near corner three. All of those for Brittany Cedeno. Cedeno has 8, 59-46. Penguins went off their largest lead of the night. Wilmore, right wing. Off to our left, drives baseline now, kicks, and she stepped on the baseline. So another turnover, in which that has occurred a little often tonight as well. Throwing the ball away. Cedeno crosses half court. Hit pass to Figueroa, who tried to take it all the way to the bucket and had it poked away, and when she came back down and grabbed it, she was out of bounds. Wilmore, Perkins, Medina, Sanders, and Bennett for Art U. Looking for their fourth conference win and sixth win overall. Offensive foul on Lily Perkins. And that is her fourth. So by my count, that's four Urban Knights with four personal fouls here with 7:20 left to go in the game. Figueroa finds Cedeno. 59-46. A bucket could give the Penguins their largest lead of the night. The pass inside to Payne tipped away. Medina has her pass tipped away. Gleason off glass, no good. Payne gets the rebound and has it stolen away, or poked away, I should say, by Perkins. And it goes out of bounds, and they give Art U the ball. It was ripped away by Perkins and rolled out of bounds, and they give Art U the basketball. And Coach Lacoste is on his feet. But they're going to keep the call the same as play resumes. Wilmore, straight away. Laraca in her face. Out to Sanders. Close to traveling. Doesn't. Gets it away to Wilmore. Drive in. Left side. Spin in the paint. The layup's no good. Medina tried to pull it down. It went out of bounds. The Penguins have it with 6:39. Full court pressure now by Art U. Laraca tries to go around Bennett. Instead, she'll give to Cedeno, far side. Long pass, near corner, Figueroa fakes the three, drives in, crosses through the paint, and has it stolen away by Sanders. Perkins the other way with it, aren't you, with numbers. Medino back to Perkins, baseline, kick to Bennett on the far corner, and her heel is on the line. Whistle sounded, Bennett looked at the official like, what? And turns around, looks at her foot, and it was on the line. No points in the last minute and a half for either side. 6:15 to go in the game. Cedeno, near wing, dribbling it out. Wilmore out on her. Trying to get it inside to Payne. Payne points left. Cedeno throws it that way. Payne has it in the paint, trying to get around the defender. Loose ball. Bennett has it for RU, and she gets it away to Sanders, but not before head coach Crystal Evans calls a timeout with 5:59 and a Penguin 13-point lead. Well, it's been the Payne-Wilmore show here tonight. Payne 23 of the 59 points for the Penguins. 14 for Wilmore of the 46 for RU, and the Penguins just out shooting them on the floor. RU's put up more shots here tonight. Consistently, they've been at about 10 more than the Penguins have, but the percentage just is not there. The Penguins finally hit their first three-pointer. Brittany Cedeno hit it. And after coming off the win on the last game of the road trip in Hawaii over Chaminade, 71-53, the Penguins lead 59-46. And just dominating performance in the paint, 40-22. And Jerusha Payne, a big factor there. For the game, 41% shooting for the Penguins, 28. And they're looking a lot better than they were than they did the last time we were here. Of course, the last time we saw the Penguins, it was against Chaminade as well. They won that game, but before that, three straight losses here at home, which is something that we hadn't seen in the Coach Lacoste era, maybe ever. Come out of the timeout. Art, you with possession. And they'll bring it the full length of the floor. Wilmore crosses over right to left. Bounce pass Medina, baseline, kicks to Sanders. Jumper from the paint is good from just inside the free throw line. Ariana Sanders makes it an 11-point game. So Daniel on the near side, right in front of us here in the booth. So Daniel initially has it poked away, keeps it now down to one knee. Loose ball, Figueroa up with it. Laraca now with the logo has it, and she'll slow things down. Bennett comes out to guard her. 10 seconds to shoot for Figueroa. Inside Payne. Free throw line jumper from Jerusha Payne rattles out. Bennett with it. 5:20 left to go in the game. Pass up the court. Medina tries to spin around Cedeno, and she just throws it up at the bucket. Comes down and hits the rim and goes out of bounds. Foul's going to be on Medina. That's her fourth personal. Fifth team foul, and that's going to put the Penguins in bonus with half of the period left to play. Stewart comes back in for Medina. Payne's going to toe the line, and she's been there a lot tonight, 7-for-9. Make that Gleason. Our apologies at the line. She's 3-for-4. First one up for Gleason. It is good. 5 team fouls. That puts the Penguins in bonus. The Penguins, no fouls here in the fourth quarter so far. Gleason's second free throw is on the way, and it's good. 61-48. Gleason has 7 on the night. Perkins drives in, layup no good, and a foul. And just as we mentioned, the fact that the Penguins have no personal fouls here in the quarter, Laraca commits her first. That's a blocking foul. Her fourth personal. Perkins will shoot 2. Her first one's up and good. Perkins 2-for-5, including that one tonight from the line. Second one up, make her 3-for-6. She knocks them both down this trip. 5:02 left to go in the game. Penguins lead by 11. Gleason brings it up. Bounce pass to Cedeno. Wilmore way out there on her near the logo. Dumped to Payne, who goes in, and an offensive foul is called on Jerusha Payne. That's her second personal, second team foul for the Penguins here in this quarter. Payne commits the foul on her way to the bucket. Now the other way, Bennett underneath the bucket for RU. The jumper's no good. Figueroa credited with the block. Payne all by herself, and she puts a shoulder into Sanders. And that's an offensive foul for Payne. So two fouls on Payne in about 12 seconds. That's her third personal and the third team foul. Inbound goes to Sanders straight away. 4.5 to go in the game. Inside, Perkins all alone. Misses the easiest layup she may ever have. And then she makes one with her back to the basket. So you miss the one that's probably the easiest one. A long pass up the floor to Figueroa by Cedeno. A 47-foot pass from Brittany Cedeno to Cameron Figueroa. Coach Lacoste wants a timeout. But just to go back to that play by Perkins, underneath the bucket, misses probably the easiest layup she may ever have. And then somehow makes one with her back to the basket. The Penguins going quickly the other way. Cedeno finds Figueroa on a long pass to make it 63-52 on the 47-foot pass from Brittany Cedeno, who reared back and fired it about as far as she could. 4:19 overhead here in the fourth quarter. Penguins by 11, and they just keep pouring it on. Payne with 23, Figueroa and Cedeno with 8. Gleason and LaRocca each with 7. On the other side, Wilmore has 14. Stewart has 8, and Stewart has been held in check here in the second half. Four for 22 from downtown for RU. Penguins 2 for 7. They seem like they've abandoned the three-point shooting completely. Just shooting 28% on the season from downtown. Just astronomically different from previous years. As we return, 4:19 left in the fourth quarter. 63-52. Wilmore bringing it up. Goes right by LaRocca. Bounce pass to Jefferson underneath the bucket, who had her back to us. She had her back to the hoop, looking straight up through it. Hook shot goes. Figueroa denied on her way to the rim. Perkins the other way, and she has it poked out of bounds by Gleason. RU ball. Perkins inbounds to Wilmore. Inside of 4 minutes, Wilmore drives on the rock, a right side. Tosses it out. Cedeno gets a finger on it. Stewart pumps the three. Steps back behind the arc. This one rattles out. Jefferson with the board for RU. Wilmore drives in. Floater. No good. Off the glass. Payne has it now. And Payne's got to be careful. She has three. The two of them came within 12 seconds of each other. Cedeno on the far side. 3.5. Penguins nursing a 9-point lead. It was as many as 14. In the middle of that third quarter, Cedeno goes right, between the legs, goes back left, hands off Figueroa, who lets a long three go, and that's deep. Didn't lack for range. She missed it deep. Bennett the other way for RU, driving in on Figueroa, and she was fouled. Not in the act of shooting. On the floor as Figueroa picks up her third personal, and Charlton will come in the game in place of Figueroa. Art, you will have it. The inbound goes to Stewart, who bounces it right back to Wilmore straight away. 3:10 on the game clock, 13 on the shot clock. Bennett drives in, layup underneath the bucket, and a foul. That's on Payne. So four on Payne now, and that's the fifth, and that'll put Art U in bonus. Fourth on Payne, three in this fourth quarter. First one for Bennett, right back at her off the back of the iron. .305 overhead. Penguins trying to hang on. Leading by 9. Second one up. That is no good. It went halfway down and rattled out. Full court pressure, and Sydney LaRocca's fouled with the ball. Both teams in bonus now. So we'll be shooting free throws from here on out. LaRocca's fouled. And she was fouled by Taylor Bennett. LaRocca, 49% free throw shooter. First one is up and good. LaRocca 2 for 5 tonight from the line. Second one up, make her 3 for 6. She knocks them both down. 11 points separate these two as Wilmore, that is, drives in. No good. And that hasn't happened a lot tonight for Wilmore, who has 14 of the 54 for RU. Backcourt pressure now. Payne has it. Looking up the floor, she finds Charlton, who finds Gleason on the right block. Bounce pass inside to Payne, stolen away by Wilmore. Boy, Wilmore has been active tonight. Her layup's no good. Sedano pulls it down. Wilmore with 4 steals tonight. LaRocca gets it across half court, 2:25 to Payne. Shoulder right into the chest of Perkins. And that's 5 on Payne. .221 left to go, and they'll have to do it without Jerusha Payne. Jesse Armstrong comes in, Payne coming out. And that's 4 fouls for Payne in the quarter. 5 overall, so she's done. Frustration foul maybe there by Jerusha Payne. Inside .220, Perkins left side, drives in off the side of the backboard. LaRocca with the rebound. 11-point lead, 65-54. And LaRocca's fouled at half court. That's on Perkins, and she is now out of the game. That's her 5th. So one gone for each side. 2:07 left. Morris coming back in. Rock at the line. Her first is on the way, and good. So she's hit her last 3 in a row. Armstrong, Gleason, LaRocca, Charlton, and Sedano on the floor, and LaRocca's second's no good. Wilmore gets it as we approach 2 minutes. Wilmore quickly up the floor to Morris, far side. Sedano slips. Morris shot, strong. Out of bounds. RU keeps it with 1:58 to go. Wilmore will inbound. She's been getting it in quickly, and they've been getting it right back to her. It goes to Stewart, back to Wilmore. Oh, man, it's almost like clockwork. 1:52, Stewart, far side, back to Wilmore. Straight away, lets a 3 go, and that's no good. Bennett with the offensive rebound. Stewart a 3 this time, no good. Sedano is fouled. Just going to wait to see who it's on. It looks like it may be Jefferson. It is. And that's her 5th. So Braxton will come into the game. So 2 Urban Knights out of the game for fouls. Drew Chapin out of the game for the Penguins. Sedano has not shot freebies tonight. First one's no good. On the season, 70% free throw shooter. Second one good from Sedano, so she comes away 1 for 2. 100 seconds left. Wilmore drives in, tries to go around LaRocca, and no charge. Nope, it's a blocking foul on Sydney LaRocca, so now she's gone. That's 5 on LaRocca. Figueroa's going to come back into the game for Sid with a 13-point lead. Wilmore is trying to cut it to 11. First one up from Wilmore, no good. Right back at her. 95 seconds to go. Second one up from Wilmore, no good. Bennett, loose ball, off the forehead of Morris. Still loose, Figueroa has it. 2-on-1 with Sedano, right side, no good, foul. So Cameron Figueroa on her way to the basket, fouled. And that's on Wilmore. Second one on Wilmore. Figueroa will shoot 2. First one's up and good. A lot of fouling going on here in the last 2.5. Second one from Figueroa is up. Good. Knocks them both down. Coach Lacoste wants a timeout with 1:26. And we're going to take it with him here on Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu, NCAA. Division II women's basketball. Art Ewell inbound, up to our right, going right to left, 126. Penguins lead by 15. Wilmore brings it all the way, dumps Braxton inside. The jumper is no good. Ball loose. Out of bounds. Whose ball? Art Ewell.
Ball side.
Wilmore initially was going to take the inbound. Now she won't. She'll leave it to Bennett. Trying to find somebody. She does not. He was tipped. Cedeno has it. Long pass up the floor. Charlton on the left side. Layup's no good. Loose ball and a foul on Gleason. Gleason was going for the rebound and reached over the back of the defender. That's the third personal on Gleason. It sends Wilmore to the line. With 68 seconds left, and they're chasing 15. Wilmore's first is good. Second one up and through. Wilmore knocks them both down. Gleason inbounding pressure in the backcourt by Art U. She'll get it in, has it now. Cedeno. Working on Bennett. Far sideline, gets past Bennett, gets across half court, drives in. Cedeno fakes the pass, left-handed layup is good. Cedeno fakes the pass, lets it go with the left hand. Three by Morris, short off the rim. Saved, no, by Stewart. The substitution is Medina's going to come in, and Braxton will come out, putting another shooter on the floor. Is Coach Crystal Evans. Backcourt pressure, 50.3 left. They get it in Cedeno. Gleason now working on Morris. Crosses over, crosses half court. Finds Figueroa far wing. Figueroa bounce pass back to Cedeno and very close to hitting her in the foot. Charlton straight away. 34 overhead, 15 to shoot. Figueroa finds Armstrong. Short right corner, drives in baseline, layup, no good, gets her own rebound. Second attempt, no. Loose ball, Medina has it. Shot clock is off, 20 seconds to go. Looks like the Penguins are going to come away with their second win in a row. Bennett lets a three go, hits just the bottom of the backboard. Cedeno almost had it ripped away by Stewart, and now Armstrong has it, and she'll hold on to it for the final 5 seconds. So Armstrong's going to dribble it out. The final buzzer sounds, and the Penguins are going to take this one 71-56. Second win in a row for Coach Lacoste and his ladies. The last one 71-53 over Chaminade. This one 71-56 over Academy of Art. Penguins improve on the season to 7-9 overall. They're 4-6 in conference play. Academy of Art is 5-9 now. They'll fall to 3-6 in conference play. And Coach Lacoste's women have won back-to-back games now for the first time since November 13th and November 17th. That was back here in the Conlin Center. Seemed like an eternity ago. As we get our final numbers from tonight, Academy of Art shooting shot 26%. Penguins shot just under 40% from the field. They did hit two from downtown, 2 for 8, 25%, and Academy of Art 4 for 27. The Penguins get it done tonight. Now the men trying to do the same thing in about 25 minutes. Booker against his college roommate Scott Waterman. That'll be a showdown to tune in for here on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. The ladies get it done and improve to 7-9, 4-6 overall in conference play. And we'll be back, as aforementioned, in about 24 minutes with the men's matchup, the Urban Knights and the Penguins here on Gold Rush Night, coming your way on Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu.